Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, California has for a long time been known for its single varietal reds.
Yep.
But somewhere along the line, people, maybe because they had an excess of this and an excess of that, started blending them. Maybe they were inspired by Bordeaux, I don't know. But it turns out that some of the very best, tastiest, best value wines are red blends from California.
Yeah, it's a really kind of an interesting development. I mean, California started doing, as you mentioned, the red blends with the Meritage high-end Bordeaux classic blends, probably beginning about 40 years ago, we began to see those. But it's only really been in the last 15 to 20 years that we've begun to see them start doing some things that are more on the value spectrum. So I just think it's a great development. So here are three that I tried that I think have merit. So first one is a wine called Calpella, K-A-L-P-E-L-A. We'll put this on the website. This is called Provincial Red, Lot 15. It's from Mendocino. It's a non-vintage wine. I love the fact that it's a non-vintage wine.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, if you're blending, pick a little bit from this vintage and a little bit from that vintage, and why not? It's 78% Zinfandel, 22% Carignan, and it's a total about 14.5% ABV. So this is not a timid wine.
Big wine.
Yeah. Deep garnet with aromas of black cherry, berry, notes of spice, sandalwood, and just a really well-integrated, subtle vanilla, which is obviously from some oak. The wine is rounded and generous on the palate with medium tannins and a long finish. It could run the gamut from grilled burgers to lamb chops to, you know, anything in the kind of the middle. It's $12.99.
What?
Yeah. I love that.
We said these were good values.
Yeah, so this is a great value. From Viña Robles, which is a producer in the Paso Robles area, there's a 2019, it's called the Arborist blend. This is 45% Syrah, 40% Petite Syrah, 10% Grenache, and 5% Tannat. So by definition, this is going to be a monster.
It should be.
And it was. So it's a big, brawny wine, clocking in again at 14.5%. Deep garnet to inky in color. The wine is highly extracted, showing aromas of black cherry, spice, tobacco, and dark chocolate. On the palate, it's obviously very full-bodied and fleshy with medium tannins and a long finish, $19.99.
That's great.
Yep. Lastly, the 2019 The Boatman, which is a California-denoted red blend, so the fruit's coming from anywhere in the state. Deep purple with aromas of ripe plum, pepper, and spice, yielding to generous flavors of black cherry with a note of cedar. It's 13.9%, so it's a little bit lower on the power spectrum. It's an interesting blend of Alicante Boucher, which you don't see very often.
No, you don't.
That's a very, very strong, rich flavored wine that gives a very dark color. Zinfandel and Syrah. So again, there's nothing timid about this wine. It's a big wine with a little price, $15.99.
That's tremendous.
So yeah, it's so much fun to try these value things that are coming out of California in the red blend categories.
Do you have a favorite for this week?
I do have a favorite for this week. And it's actually the Calpella, the less expensive one in the whole list, the provincial red, the non-vintage wine. This was the most balanced and surprisingly elegant of the three. And at $12.99, it's a terrific value.
That's really nuts. We'll put all of this on the website, and you can go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.